Hi, salam, welcome back to our Sira lesson. In this class, we will be focusing on the physical appearance and characteristics of the Prophet. This lesson is part of Ariwa World Sira course. Visit ariwaworld.com for more details. Here are some of the physical appearance of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. Prophet Muhammad had a perfect external, that is, physical and internal characteristics. He is the best human to have ever lived on the surface of this earth. Some of his external physical characteristics include the following. According to the Sahaba, Prophet Muhammad is the most handsome and beautiful of all mankind. The Sahaba used to explain his physical features using the most beautiful things in the world they knew, such as the sun and the moon. According to Anas bin Malik, the Prophet was neither tall nor short, neither extremely white nor he is mudding brown. His hair is not in curl, nor straight, his hand was very soft, and Amr said, I never smelled any fragrance as beautiful as his sweat. Bara ibn Azib stated that the Prophet is of medium height, has broad shoulder, his hair was thick and full. When the Prophet wears a red cloak, Bara said, I have never seen someone more handsome than him. Ali bin Abi Talib, the Prophet's face wasn't fleshy nor was it completely round, slightly oval. He has a whitish skin, his eyes were large with jet black pupils, his lashes were long, his joints were large as his upper back. He did not have hair all over his body. When he walks fast as if he is descending down a slope. When he turns to face people with his whole body. Between of his two shoulder blades was the seal of prophethood, a strand of hair. Whoever unexpectedly saw him will stand in awe of him. Once you get to know him, you will love him. I have never seen anybody before him or after him like him. Habir bin Samura stated that I was going home on a full moon night. I happened to pass by the Prophet wearing his red cloak, and I looked at his face in the full moon. By God, he was more beautiful in my eyes than the full moon. Many people accepted Islam just by seeing his face. Abdullah bin Salam, the chief rabbi of Madina, stated that as soon as I saw him, I knew his face cannot be the face of a liar. One conversation with him and I accepted Islam. Some of the internal characteristics of Prophet Muhammad include modesty, humility, good manners, bravery, generosity, sense of humor, and love for his ummah. His modesty is narrated by some Sahaba. Umar bin Khattab narrated that during the 7th year of Hijra, when Umar came to the Prophet's chamber inside the mosque in Medina, he saw the Prophet lying down on a bed made of a palm tree. There were reddish marks on the Prophet's body due to the hardness of the bed. Umar began to cry and said, Ya Rasulullah, we can't let you be lying down in such a place. Look at the kings around the world. The Prophet began to rebuke Umar. He said, O Umar, is this what we are here for? Aren't you happy they have the dunya and we have the akira? Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, narrated, the Prophet sometimes doesn't taste meat for 6 weeks. When she was asked her how they lived with the Prophet, she said, by eating the two black things, that is dates and water. Abdulrahman bin Auf also narrated that some years after the death of the Prophet, when Abdulrahman was served with meat and bread, then he began to cry. He said, the Prophet never ate wheat bread to his full, and I worry that Allah has allowed us to see all this wealth and the Prophet is gone for something better. The humility of the Prophet. Out of his humility, the Prophet rode a donkey, and he could have a camel. An excellent example of our times is like driving a Toyota Corolla while you can drive in a Range Rover. On their way to the Battle of Badr, Ali and Abu Lubaba shared a camel with the Prophet. The two young men offered the camel to the Prophet. They said, we are young, we can walk. However, out of his humility, he stated that neither of you is more durable than me, nor am I in any lesser need of Allah's reward than you. Of the Prophet's good manners. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, stated, once a group of Yahud came, and they said, winking at each other, they said, Assalamu alaikum, which means death, death unto you. He maintained his composure and said, Wa alaikum. Aisha got angry, and she wanted to respond to them, but the Prophet rebuked her. She asked him, how could you control your temper in such a situation? He replied, don't you know whatever is gentle is beautiful? Whenever there is gentleness in something, it makes it beautiful, and whatever is harshness in something makes it ugly. He maintained his dignity and honor. He didn't stoop to their level. The bravery of the Prophet. Ali stated that during the war and when the fighting becomes severe, we will seek refuge around the Prophet, peace be upon him. Anas bin Malik stated that once in Medina at night, there was a loud sound and everyone panicked. However, when they came out, the Prophet has already been to the place of the sound and told them to go back to their homes. There was nothing to worry about. Some example of the Prophet's generosity. It was once narrated that the Prophet was wearing a garment with holes. One of his companions gifted him with beautiful clothing. When he wore it, another companion asked him to gift him the cloth. Rasul said all right. He went inside his house and brought it to the Sahaba. The Prophet's sense of humor. The Prophet was a person with a great sense of humor. All his jokes are pure, clean and truthful. An old lady came to the Prophet. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me to enter Jannah." He responded jokingly, saying, "Oh my aunt, haven't you heard that old ladies don't enter Jannah? Old ladies do not enter Jannah." She began to wail. Then the Prophet said, "Don't worry, Allah will make you a young woman and then you will enter Jannah. You are not going to be an old lady, you will be young." The Prophet has immense love for his Ummah. Once he was crying out loud after reading the dua of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Isa about their Ummahs. The Prophet was crying to Allah, "My Ummah, my Ummah." Allah told Angel Jibril to inform the Prophet that Allah will not cause any irritation to the Prophet about his Ummah, and Allah shall bless him. Every single Prophet made dua for either himself or against his Ummah in this world, but Rasul saved it for his dua for his Ummah to be used on the Day of Judgment. In this lesson, you have learned about the physical and behavioral characteristic of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This is the end of today's lesson. Don't forget to take the quiz, as it will be used as CA for your final grade. Until next time, bye for now.